All right, so yesterday we discussed, just a couple things that we discussed yesterday. One was the Tosfos about Me'akshav. I did see yesterday, I saw that the Ramban actually asked this question on Tosfos and says that it doesn't make sense. If it's Me'akshav, the Kinyan is Chal right away. And if it's not Me'akshav, then the Kinyan is Chal later. And then he says that's exactly what the Gemara's question is. When you don't say Me'akshav, if the Kinyan is Chal later, isn't in a Mukum where the Kinyan would still be Chal? That's what the Gemara's question. Exactly, because once you say Me'akshav, then the Kinyan already transpired, and you're just waiting for the 30 days to expire before the Kinyan is Chal, but it was the Maisa, Kinyan's done. So he did ask, but the issues that we pointed out with Tosfos yesterday. So I looked up some of the Rishonim, Altas Atzmachakor Chayadayanim, but it looked to me like most of the Rishonim don't really write on it. Some of them wrote, and the ones that did write seem to be like what Yossi was saying, that in generally, if it's a relative, and some of them mentioned that here there was somebody who didn't have any help, it was a young girl, it was somebody, the other cases where they didn't have...
That fits in with the explanation later, you know, what did she gain?
Right.
You know, if she was a katana, then she stood to gain something.
Right, so that's the, the idea that he was helping her out, and that Al Tassal Tzmachorcheh Adayanimim is referring in general to a case where you're giving either a Tana Sheker or you're explaining to them a Taina versus giving them the Din, which is what, in these cases of Nachman and earlier Rabbi Yochanan, just explain to them what the outcome would be, or the general Din is, then they go and make their Taina based on that. That'd be less of an issue, but
I think,
again.
I think you could say Pashas pretty much like we said yesterday, which is, Adas Atzmachakar, that means, don't get involved where it doesn't concern you.
Right.
So you can say, so when it's a relative, no, because you have the pasuk that says, you know.
Why should you say don't get involved where it doesn't concern you? It's not the same thing.
Say it again?
You can't say don't get involved where it doesn't concern you. And where it does concern you, can be an orchid.
No. It's not that you're being an orchid. It means that when it concerns you, you're not being orchid.
You are.
You are giving the proper assistance to a relative that the Torah expects from you. When you involve yourself where it's none of your business, you take one side over another. So then, then.
Kol Yisrael already knows that was it. I mean, it's all mishpacha. And where would you say the limit of family is? So, fourth cousin, the fifth cousin.
But there is a pasuk that says. So how do you learn the pasuk then? I'll just tell me the
pasuk. So pasuk that sometimes doesn't necessarily mean that.
Right.
So
that's
it means you have to give
your
relative stuff first. Maybe it means.
Well, okay, but what kosher ribbon? So how does that? You have to give stock anyway.
So you give stock to anybody. We're not a yid. So there it means you give your family first. If you have business to do, you do with your family first. But to allow something like this, it's just very difficult.
All right, so let's go. Okay, starting the Gemara today. Pei Vav, Amud Bet at the bottom. So we say in the Mishnah they were somehow releasing themselves from a shvua. So the Gemara says, shvua ma'abito. What shvua are you releasing yourself from? I mean, so Amar Yudah Marav, ala putropia shenasid b'chayi balo. That's the one. She's trying to get a release for if she is mitasek in her husband's property or somehow working for him, that she's trying to get a release for that shvua. Rabbi Kamu, Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua al pogemet b'ktubata. That she's trying to get a release that if she got a partial payment for her ksuba, which would require her to take a shavua to receive the rest, that she's getting a release for that. So I was over Rav Mordechai Amar L'Shmaita Kamei Rav Ashi. So he went and said over this in front of Ashi, and then he said Bishlam Alaman Damar Al Pogemet Ktubata the Maska Data. So there, when she's Pogemet Ktubata, when she's had a partial repayment of her ksuba, she then what has in mind that she would have thought Dilma Mitzrachli Zuze. That's something that would be something she would have forethought about, or something that she would possibly have a need for the money, and take it out of her ksuba, meaning like borrowing against your retirement savings. So here, she said that's a possibility that she might be in that position, and therefore she would ask for a release. I'm like, totally, the Lomishpatli, Elamanda, Maravichopio, Shinasis, Bechayibalo, then that she's talking about taking, being. Where she is achrayi on some of her husband's property, right? Then mi havas yoda the motiv laputropia. Why would she ever think that she's going to come the somehow the in charge of his property. That's not something that a woman generally would consider ahead of time. Darmalik Tovli, Dimlo Mishbasli.
Well, we had the, who was it, who said that in the Chesh, Rabbi Eliezer? Right, that there's no woman who isn't, at least on some level,
right,
you know, an apotropia over the household, so
right,
therefore...
Well, that's a Charik case, and he said that, I mean, we don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer, even besides that, but it doesn't seem like something that a woman normally would do. So I'm like, Atun, Ahamat Nitula, you learned it in our Mishnah, Anan, Ahamas Nisimla, we learned it on this Mishnah. Hachami kever ba'lo the base of Vias. This is the second half of our Mishnah, right? They were learning it right now. We're learning on the Rashi. Now they're learning. No, this statement was made on the Seif of the Mishnah. So what? Hachami kever ba'lo the base of Vias. She went from her husband's grave to her father's house. Oh, she chazur the beit chamia, or she went back to her husband's house. Well, nasit abitropia, and she never became right responsible for the estate. Ena yoshbim meshbimoto. Then they can't what make her? They can't force her to take a nether. Vim nasit abitropia. If she did become responsible for the estate, Yorshim Mashbiyah Matala Atid Lavo, Vei Mashbiyah Matala Shavar, they can only be Mashbiyah her on from the point that she took over the estate, then she became responsible for the estate, but not for when during her husband's life, because her husband released her from a nether. So that release will have application for when she was responsible during her husband's life, but if she was responsible after her husband's life, then the Yisomim have a right to make her take a nether that she's handled the property well. Shavar Maya Bite. What do you mean in the past? She just became the apitropia now. So Amirudam Rav, alapitropia shenasi b'chaya ba'al. It's a case where she was already running the affairs before, you know, while her husband was alive. But misa l'kvura mashbinla. But from the time that he dies and before he's buried, then you can, what? Have her take an... Then she can take an nether. Can have her Even between his death and burial, you're not allowed to be mashbiela. Dami neradai lekargo lemazoni lekvura mazvinin belo achrasta. So, in general, there's a principle by nixa yisomim, by the property of yisomim, that you have to do achraza. You have to do a public sale, a public auction, so that you get the best possible price for their property. So, there's a responsibility of incumbent on whoever is the executor of the estate, the executor of the estate, or based in to make sure that they realize full value of the property of the assumption. Where there's an exception for three things. What are the exception of three things? One is karga. Karga, which is, right, the head tax. Now, whose head tax we're talking about is interesting, right? Rashi says of the assumption, Tosfos brings down, Al-Rishon brings down that it's possibly her head tax, like she paid before she, you know, her husband used to pay for her head tax, and it's referring to her head tax. Ulam Izone. And for Mizonos, who's Mizonos here? So Rashi says for the herself, the Yisomim, or the daughters that are involved here. And the Kvura, right, is, according to Rashi, is the Kvura's a mace or Yisomim, right? It's for to bury the mace himself or for the Yisomim. So all of these cases are what? Are cases where time is of the essence, right? Waiting for the Achraza to realize full value would cause irreparable damage, and therefore we say, do it quickly, even though what?
Without a
chwaza, even though it will diminish the value. So, because if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Mizavinon, it's an interesting Rashi. Nichse diyatme, below a chwaza, you sell out the Yisomim's property without an chwaza, without an announcement, without a public sale. Shein shout umotum ladavar, because there's no time, and we can't be patient about this. Therefore, we do not make her swear about that sale. It's a given that she's going to be mezalzel somehow and lose money here. Nimsei shua sheker. And therefore, she can't take a shua that she did the best that she could and realize the full value, because it's just not going to be true in these cases. In these cases, we're under pressure, and that pressure is going to cause us to make decisions that are not necessarily in the best interest of Yisomim.
It has to be.
Right. It has to be done. So if you look, if you look at Tosos, a filo ben misa lekvura. It's interesting. Tosos over here, a filo ben misa lekvura. Mashi perish bekuntrish. Shelo zilzula. He says that it's impossible that she did not somehow, you know, diminish the value or not deal with it properly. Ein nira. Koma kom. Because if that's the case, tishva shelo ikva mishalhem biada. Let her at least take a shavua. What? That she didn't keep pocket any of the profits. I mean, part of there are two issues here. One is that she was what? That she dealt with the property or the estate properly. And number two is that she didn't pocket any of the profits. So fine, if you say that the problem is what, that Rashi, like Rashi said, that lo lezilzla, that she didn't take care of the full profits, she can't take a shavua for that because she was in a rush. But nevertheless, she should be able to take a neder, what? That, or shavua, that she didn't pocket. She didn't take anything for herself. Ella kamosh mefarish b'yushalmi. Shalo taniach meis mutal v'telech lebeis aviyo. No, the whole point here is what? That if there was a need or if they necessitated a shavua over here, when she was taken up, she would be disincentivized in dealing with the gvuras hameis. Because she'll go, if I deal with the mace, then what? I'm going to have to take a shavua. Because I'd rather go home. Let someone else deal with it. Right? So we don't want that because what? That's a bizayon of kvod hameis. That's a bizayon of kvod hameis. And therefore we say, better that she does not take a shavua in this case, and deal with the mace and take care of the mace properly. That's what he says. Now it makes sense. The mace, the cargo, the mazoni, the kvura. The mazvina, the exact, the mishum, kvoda mace. All of these are issues of kvoda mace. The fact that his children are properly fed, the fact that the almana is properly fed, or that the head tax is paid and that that it won't cause further damage or be an embarrassment for him.
Their head tax.
Right. Their head tax.
No, hers also.
Right, hers, possibly hers also, because that was what he did when she was alive. He paid her head tax. So therefore, it would be a pgam and a kvoda mace if these issues weren't taken care of properly. So Tosus learns that the issue is, which is interesting, Tosus learns that the issue is kvoda mace. Right, that we're focused here on the kvoda mace, and therefore we don't say make a shavua, because if we told her make a shavua, she'd be what? She would be reluctant to deal with these issues. So therefore we say don't take a shavua, that she'll be quick and responsive to deal with these issues, and the kvoda mace would not be nifkam. Rashi says no, it has nothing to do with the kvoda mace. It has to do with her being metapel with these issues. By definition, when she's metapel with these issues, she's not going to do the best job she can because she's under pressure. Pressure means that, what? That you can't do it, the sale, in the best possible way. And number two is you can't, what? You're going to be definitely have not realized full value of the estate at that point in time. And all of these issues, right, are going to lead her to not be able to make a shavua, because the shavua is saying that she did the best that she could, right? That she did, right, she realized full value, she didn't diminish the value of the estate, and she can't take a shavua to that effect. Just say it's interesting in general that, just thinking of it now, but the Gemara in Brachos talks about the fact that an onen is potter min a mitzvos. In general, that an onen is potter min a mitzvos. The question is, why is an onen potter min a mitzvos? So it happens to be a machlokish Rashi and Tosis over there, why there is onen is potter min a mitzvos. You could say one of two ways. One possibility is what onen is potter min a mitzvos because right, as a chadas, one is as a chadas, that you shouldn't be meisiach das from the inyan at hand. So we want to free you of all other burdens or obligations in order that you should be able to direct your attention to the mace, because that's your obligation at this point in time. Right, the other possibility is what? The other possibility is, right.
Well, that's the day, it's the first day.
That's the first day, why some of the gonim held that it was midoraisa. So what's the... So what's the other side? The other side is it's kvoda mace. It's a pagam in kvoda mace if you dealt with anything besides the mace. I mean, the fact that if you are atel the mace and go and take care of you, put on your tefillin and go daven, that's a pagam in kvoda mace because the mace needs you here. It needs to be handled. It needs to be handled quickly. So it'd be a bizayon mace or bizayon kvoda mace. That what? If you went ahead and started doing other things, then you wouldn't pay attention.
Is that Tosus's position?
Right. Yes. So the two of these would be, I think, parallel. In this case, again, who are we focused on over here? I'm sure nobody mentions this. I'm just thinking about it. But that the fact that is that Tosus here is focused on kvoda mace, right? And therefore, because of kvoda mace, right, he's saying that's why we don't want to take a shvua to focus on kvoda mace. Same thing that the Oni wants to focus on kvoda mace. Rashi's saying no, that the issue at hand is what? That she can't fulfill her obligations properly because she's under the pressure. It has to do with her discharging her obligations.
She can't possibly do it.
Right. And therefore, same thing like Anoni, that they can't, what? They can't possibly do what they're supposed to do if they have other obligations on them. I mean, that they're chayiv now to be in Abel or to be, you know, in a state of mind that does not allow them to take on these obligations. It's interesting.
The only problem with that is that implicit in our Gemara, though, is that the only reason that she doesn't have to take a shul over here is that he gave her a a release from taking shvuah. So no, it's not inherently. If he wouldn't have, then they could be might be earlier.
Right. That was right. Inherent in the Mishnah. So that's a good point. All right. Now the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbah Amar Chia Delo Nadar O Delo Shvuahu Eino Yochel Ashbiya Avol Yoshi Meshbiin Ota." If the nether was taken with this lashon, the low nether or the low shvua, that you don't have no nether, no shvua, that means that he can't make her take a shvua and take a nether, but the yorshim can. Naki nether, naki shvua. He says you're totally absolved of taking a nether or shvua. Ben hu ben yorshim eish binota. That you can't. Neither of them can make her swear. Haki kamar laha. What does that mean? Naki shvua, naki nether means minakit mishvata. You are totally absolved of taking any shvua. If she uses the lashon of no nether, no shvua, then what? Then you can't be mashbia her, but the yorshim can be mashbia. Naki nether, naki shvua. If he uses the lashon naki, ben hu, ben yorshim mashbinota. They can make her swear. Why? Naki nafshech b'shvuata. Means not that you are potter, but you know how you're going to be potter? Take a shvua. Naki, clean. If you want to clean your slate, if you want to be free of any obligations, take a shavua. So it depends how you learn this lashon of naki. That's the machlokas here. Is naki mean that you are absolved, or right? You will absolve yourself through this shavua.
How are you going to be naki?
Through a shavua. Shalach Rabbi Zaka Lamar Ukva Ben Delo Shavua Ben Denaki Shavua Ben Delo Neder Ben Denaki Neder. If you use any of these lashonos. In his property, he can't make her swear. Right? Then, they can make her swear. All right? In any of these cases, whether he uses the word laki or lo, he's only absolving or releasing her from the shvur, the nether, regards to his property. But as soon as it becomes the property of the somim or the inheritors can what? Can then force her to take a shvua. If he says from this property you are cleared, right, or at least ben hu uben yoshev ish benota. So what do you see? What's the difference here? Before the way Rav Zakai saying to Mar Ukva, it has to do whether the release was on the chepza or the release was on the gavra, right? So according, if he just loses the lashon of naki or delo. Right, then the release was on the gavra. Therefore, what? When he's not there anymore and it becomes someone else's property, then what? Then they can make her swear. But if he says michnasei elain, if the release was on the chepza, that this property you will never have to take a shavua on, then which is released both from him and from the yorshim. Right? Amar Rav Nachman or Shmuel Meshuma Abba Shmuel Ben Ema Miriam. Right? Ben Delo Shavua Ben Denaki Shavua Ben Delo Neder Ben Denaki Neder. Ben Minichsei, Ben Nichsei Elain. So any lashon that we've mentioned so far, all of those, Ben Hu, Ben Yorshe, Ben Mishbinotah. There's no, right? That's a release. All these lashonos are a full release, and that release applies both to him and to his Yorshe. Ava Maase, what am I going to do? Sharamru Chamim, Habodi from Nichsei Yisomen, Loi for Elabishvua. Problem is, what? You're not allowed to take from the Nichsei Yisomen without a Shavua. So fine. Even though the release is a good release, and technically she wouldn't have to take a Shavua, there's still a Takanas Chachamim that she has to take a Shavua, and she won't get the stuff without taking the Shavua. Alright. Ve'ika d'armi lo masnisa. Right. Some people say it as not as a memra of Ashmaita d'amorayim, but rather
she wants to take her money for the silver, she would have to have three. So the Gemara trying to, everyone should agree to that. Could be that he's trying to say that then they do Gilgul and all the other stuff. That was trying to say, because if not, it's kosher. Everyone has to agree. No one could argue that. But maybe saying once she has a shvua and the
ksura. Well, he's saying that the release does not get you out of this takanas kachamim. That's all it's saying.
And they know that it does.
Nobody else. I don't know. Yeah, the others.
They're talking in general because Petropolis, you know, could you make a swear? So maybe he claims that it makes a gilgul, or you know, and they say because that's the commitment between them. And they can't argue with the fact that you should need a shvua and the ksura.
Oh, right, because you're saying that everybody should agree to this statement.
Everyone should agree to that. So what's enough coming between those communities?
Right, unless you say that some of the other Lashon people who said the other Lashon believe that it a release is a release. Right, it'll get you out of this. Right. Because it's only the Takanas Chachamim was what he's saying that. But Iepshi, but Takanas Chachamim, basically, that's what he's saying.
So basically negates all the. Everything that we said up until now in terms of the. No matter what the Lashon is in terms of the Yorshim.
Right.
Right, the bottom line is,
you want to come take it.
Well, that's if she wants to take it, but in terms of whether or not they can obligate her to take a shvuah.
Right,
they still can't do.
Right.
So that's if she wants to collect.
If she wants to take the money, right? That would be enough immunity.
The release is on the administrative side.
Yeah,
right.
Sure would be
then. Some people say it was a brisa or even Abu Shol ben Ema Miriam or ben Delo shvuah ben Naki shvuah ben Delo neder ben Naki neder ben Nechsei ben Nechsei Elaine. Ben who? Ben Yerushav. Ein mashbinotav. Maaseh shari amru chachmei abadifra minichaseyitom in lifra ele b'shua. Amar nach mashmu alocha ki ben eim emiriam. The alocha is like this. Answering that, what? That the release is only, right, the release is not good for the Yorshim if she wants to come and collect or take money from the Yorshim. Alright. Next Mishnah. Apokemet ketubata. A woman who agrees that she's had a partial payment of her ksuba. Lo tifra ele b'shua. Can't take the rest of it except with a shvuah. Eid achad me'ida shi'prua, lo tifra'a lo b'shvuah. One aid comes along and says that it's a paid, totally paid ksuba. She can't collect on the ksuba except with a shvuah. Minichsa yisomim, o minichasim mishubadim, if she wants to take it out of the nichsa yisomim, or from encumbered property, shelo b'fanav, or he's not here, lo tifra'a lo b'shvuah. Right, meaning that he's medina sayam and she needs mezonos, then she can't take it except with shvuah. Bogemet ktubata ketzat. What's the case of bogemet ktubata? Haytak ktubata elav zuz. She has a ksuba that's worth 1,000 zuz. Amar lo, itkabal ktubatech. He says that you collected your ksuba already. V'yomer lo itkabli elamono. I only got 100 out of the 1,000. Lo tifra ela what?
So it's a regular case of modem mitzvahs.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So that's a good question. We can deal with it. All right. Lo tifra elav shuva. Eirachad miida shiprua. Right, 1 aid says that is collected. Ketzad haita ksuba yelav zuz. V'amalei kabli ktuba teich. He said you got your full ksuba. V'amalei kabli. She says I didn't collect it. Ve'eda chamidir shiprua. And 1 aid says it was paid out. Lo tifra lo b'shvua. She can only get it collected if she's willing to take a shvua. Minechasim mishubadim. If it's encumbered property, ketzad machar nechasav la'achirim. He sold out his property. V'nifreit ben alukuchot. And now she's coming to try to what? She's trying to get her property back. It was mortgaged to ksuba. She wants it back. Lo tifra ela bishvua. She can only take it back with a shvua. Nichsa yisomim. What's the case of meis maniach nechasav yisomim? He dies and the yisomim end up with his property. Vini freit min etzomim. And she's trying to collect from them. Lo tifra ela bishvua. She can't take it except with a shvua. Right? Ushlo b'fanav ketzad. What's the case of... He went, what? Traveling. He was away on business. Right? And she wants now to collect, to get her mizonos, to eat, to take her soup, whatever it is that she needs, right? Right? She cannot collect except with the shvua. Shimon Omer calls manchi tovat ktubata. Anytime that she is collecting her ksuba, then she can, they can be mashbir. If he's not making a claim on her ksuba, in a Yorshim, I should be an Ota. Then the Yorshim cannot make her take a Shvuah.
What is he saying?
Mazonos.
What?
So what should she be doing Mazonos now?
When's this? Oh, in the estate, the case of Rabbi Shimon?
Who argues on Rabbi Shimon?
Right, okay, that's a Gemara. We'll get to it. Right, the Gemara doesn't know. The Gemara's going to ask the question, was Rabbi Shimon a high? What part of the mission is Rabbi Shimon dealing with, right? That's the first question in the Gemara. It's on tomorrow's daf, so we'll deal with it.
In the case of the husband's Medina Sayam, where she has to take from Ksuba then? He's still obligated to provide her.
Yeah, for Mizonos, but can she go, and herself, can she go down to the property and start selling property to do that? Or she has to take a Shavuot that her husband didn't leave her money to do this, and that she really needs it.
Not in terms of Ksuba, just in terms of whether...
Not necessarily in terms of Ksuba, right? It could be Ksuba also, but it could be, but mostly for Mizonos. I think generally in that case it's Mizonos, case of Mizonos. All right, just look at the Rashi, just in the previous Talmud, the Rashi, Minichasim Mishubadim, it's just an important Rashi, so figure with read it. Minichasim Mishubadim Mishum. Gabi Minalove Gufe. If he came to make a claim from the Love himself, right, Ravatoyin Lova Ishtabali, and the Lova asked her to make a nether, the Lo Paritich, that I never paid you, Amir Mishwista Khajbin De Majbinle. That a Lova can make a claim to a Malve, just in general. What? That if you didn't make a shvua that I never paid you back. I never paid you back and then I'll pay you. And he's allowed to ask for that shvua. That's his right to ask for that shvua. V'lo toin, lo toin inle. Right? But if he does not make that claim, we do not make the claim for him. Ho v'nokit shtara. Because the malva has a shtar here. The malva is standing here with a shtar. He has a good claim, right? The fact that the lova is, the lova asking for shvua is l'hapis dato shel lova. Let do it so the lover feels better when he pays back that he hasn't paid it before. But not that there's an obligation on the lover to take the shvuah. So therefore, if he does not, he person does not ask for the shvuah, we're not going to ask for him. Aval b'shvil l'kuchos anon ta'inon. But here, when they're buyers of the property and the property is now encumbered, we make that taina for them. We force her to take the shvuah. Not that they have to ask for it, but we force her. Why? Dilma ihavik abos min alove havatoin lach. Why? Because had the lova been here, who's the lova here? The lova is her husband, right? Her husband that was supposed to pay out the ksuba to her. So maybe if he had been here, he would have required her to take a shavuot. We don't know, right? Istava lid lo pratich. Make it clear that I didn't pay you out already. Ubay shtuvei hashta anan taninan. Right? We make a taina for her, for these lukuchos, and say the patach picha leilaim, right? We open up our mouths for the, you know, for the dumb, right? That doesn't can speak.
Who are the owners of the
chosin? Right? Who umenichse yisomim mishum haytaimel. All of these cases in our Mishnah are a claim white, because in his absence, we don't know. He might have made the, he might have asked her to take a shavuah. And since he's not here, we're going to make a claim for them to what? Force her to take the shvuah, because that was the right of the lova. And now in the absence of the lova, we're going to say, make sure you take a shvuah for these all these cases over here.
Rashi learns that the takana that you have to swear for your yesomim is based on the fact that theoretically, if the lova was around, he would have said, you know, swear to me, and then we're sort of...
Right.
Is that the shvuah says that? What's the shvuah that the lova...
Shvuah's Hesed is different. Shvuah's Hesed is to get you out of it.
That love is right to
that's by a kol for a kol. Shvuah's Hesed is by a kol for a kol.
Right, so isn't this a case of...
This is a tug. These are Shvuah's Darabon. It's
coming
to say, mission, actually.
I say, you owe me money, and he's saying...
It's called, these are cases of what's called Nishma Benotel. You're taking a Shvuah, and then you're collecting.
Everyone is just, Hamoz Mechaber Levarayah.
Well, generally we say nishba velo mishalim, eno mishalim, right? Nishba, you take a shvuah and you're out, you be potter. These are all cases where most of them are basically what's called a hapis dato. It's just basically to make the other person feel good about the fact that they're paying.
So
he's nishba of anotel. I mean, the woman takes a shvuah, she gets her ksuba. The woman, and the other case, by the lova and the malva. The malva takes a shvuah, the lova pays. Right, so these are nishba of anotel cases. Okay, these are different than the other shvuahs. Like shvuah hesays is where you're taking a shvuah to be poter yourself. I call for a call. All right. Now, okay, Mark. Sober Rabbi Bar Chama Lameimar shvuah di oraisa. Right here, we're talking about a shvuah di oraisa here. The katayin matayim. This is your question. Yeah, see, right? But katayin matayim, you're asking for 200. But kamod love meya, and she admits 100. She has a ksuba of 1,000, and she's admitting that she has 100 here, right? So, habilei hodabim mixa sataina. This is motive and mixa. But chol motive mixa sataina yishava. Right? And the requirement, mina Torah, one of the shavuos is motive and mixa. That's one of the shavuos that we have that's actually deoraisa. So, amar rovo shtei chuvos vadovar. This is not a case of motive and mixa. Why? Two reasons. Chada. Chol nishbaim shabat Torah nishbaim velo mishalma. This is what we just discussed. Any, right? Shavu that you take mina Torah, the one who takes the shavua is to be poter in themselves, right? Not to be nishba venota. Over here, she's taking a shavua in order to collect on her ksuba. So that doesn't work. Ve'i nishbeit venotelet. Ve'od, ein nishbain al kfir shivut karkaos. There's also a general p'tur, right? The only thing we take a shavua on is metalkalim. We do not take a shavua on karka. Mina Torah, you do not take a shavua on karka. Over here, her ksuba is the equivalent of karka, because her collection is, she has a shibut, she has a lien on the karka, and it's equivalent of making a shavua on karka. So therefore she would not be required min a Torah to take a shavua. So Rava is saying there's two reasons here why it can't be shavua. So Torah, it fails on two levels. One is that you don't, an ain't nishbayim of karkos, and here she's taking a shavua on karkos. Number two is what? Generally nishbayim below mishalmim, and over here she's nishba, nishbayt v'notelet. El amar Rava midrabonon. This is a shavua dirabonon. What's the shavua? The parodayik, the mifra lodayik. What is that? The one who pays, right, is careful. The mifra, right, lodayik, right? That's it. You don't remember if you got paid back or not. So this is, so what do? We say, ramon shvuah Allah, keke de tiduk. So they forced the shvuah on her in order that she'll be what? She'd be more careful. Right? So this is, so over here the question is, right, we're trying to make sure that everybody's careful, about how much they're paying back, or whether they paid back or didn't pay back. Right? So daik demifra lo daik, right? So the one who's paying, this is a general truth. If you borrow money, the person who's paying it back always remembers how much they've paid back so far. Right? The person collecting just remembers he has a debt out there, and the debt hasn't been fulfilled. Whether how much or how little, they don't track so much of it. So it's the mifra, the payee is always that way, but the mifra, the one's getting paid. So we say, put a shvu on her, that she will be medayik, she will remember how much she got paid, right? That she remembers how much she's been repaid until this point in time. Now Rashi just points out, it's important Rashi also over here, a couple important Rishonim over here. Rashi, Elamar Rabba Midrabonan. He shvuazu, right? This shvu is a derabonan, my time at the paradayik. Beam tomar below pogame, na hakaim ilam bishvuas. Diyamar la yishtabali dilo paratich, mashbinle. Right? Behind Nami, Katoin Le Paraticha, Matsarach Bibakima. Over here, he's saying that she paid him back. So what do we do? He says, I paid you your ksuba, and she's saying, no, you only paid me 100. But why do we need her to admit anything? Because even if he says, I paid you, and she admits to nothing, he still has to take he can still take a shavua. He can still force her to take a shavua.
Like we said before.
Right. V'chein be'erechad me'idah shaprua, below eid, Nami mashbinla. Why do you need an eid echad here to force her to take a shavua? Even with that, this eid echad would take her. Right? We asked this question, the Gemara asked this question in Shavuos, that all of these cases, what? You could have this Nishba Benotel, by a case where he says, the Hapizdato show, right, the Lopet, he can force the woman to take a Shavuos that I didn't pay you back. Ma ben zeh lepugim shtar, mashinin lehachi, hotam ki pagim varmalei mai hyperatich, mashbien lei, vafilo lo ton lo zeh hishavali. That's the question. The difference in this case, right, is what? Whether we are towing for him or not towing for him. That's exactly what Rashi pointed out in the Mishnah before. It's a very important distinction. Well, that in the cases where the Lovet comes and wants to have a Shavua, taking the Hapis Datos of Lovet, right? I mean, Malvet. The Malvet can insist on having a Shavua. The Lovet can insist that the Malvet makes a Shavua to say, I never paid you back. That's the Hapis Datos. That's only when what? When he asks for it. He's got to make a taina that he wants it. Because it's for him. It's for him to feel good about it. If he doesn't need the shvua, then he'll pay, and we don't make a taina for him. Because the malva is holding a shtar. He has a good claim against him. Right? But in our cases over here, in all these cases, there's been some sort of what? Or there's been some sort of
weakness,
right? We've mirash shtarana, right? There's been a merusa of the shtar. We've taken down the claimant on the side of the shtar because either an eid echad is causing a problem for it, or she says I poured part of it was paid back. So all of these take away her bari claim, and then we're going to taina lay. We're going to make a taina, even if he doesn't make the taina. We're going to ask her to take a shvua to make sure that everything goes ki halacha. So that's a very important Rashi. All right. What happens if she is pogemis ketuba de'edim? Mau im ita de paro be'edim have a paro lo, right? If she paid back, he was paid a portion of the ksuba back was paid with edim. Right, Mao. Im ita de para be'edim avra parla. O dilma yishruma yitzramile. What? The fact that he paid her the first time with edim, right?
To pay
a second time with edim. The fact that we don't have edim for the second time, it's to her benefit. I mean, it shows that he didn't pay the other half. Or do we say what? No, it just happened to be there were edim there that day. So he said, why not? I have edim. It'll just help me out and make my claim better later on. But not that what that when he comes to the second payment, he's going to have edim as well. And this does not, you know, it does not strengthen her claim in this way. Tashma. Anybody from the Torah takes a shvua and is potter. These are the people that make claims, right? And they have to take a shvua to take their claim. Hasachir, vanigzal, vanechba, uchignegdo chashul shvua, venchaniyam pinkaso, vapogem shtarosh lo beidim. Right? So these are all the cases here. What are these cases? So we'll go through them quickly. Do it in Rashi, make it fast. All right? Elush nishbaim notlin, shetaktu chacham lishava lito. These are the cases where they take a shvua and go, but tamayim mufurish b'shvus. Each one of them, their reason explained in shvus. What's a sachir? Amar lo tain li scharim, bomer natati. He says, pay me, he's a laborer, he says, pay me my money, and the balabai says, I already pay you. So the sachir takes it, why we say? Because the sachir is, the balabai is also can his stuff, and again, he's the one.
Careful.
Right, he's not going to be careful about who he paid and how much he paid. He's dealing with so many things. The guy who got paid, the worker, is going to know, did I get paid or not? He's depending on this pay. So that's, we believe the sakh, and we say, nis rabinota. Nigzal, ra'u. So this, what's the case here? Ra'u, shenechnas beit o'amalo, Tain klaish na tauta. We saw
that. That's the opposite of what we said before. Before we said the one who pays is generally
mifra. Yeah, but
right,
that's in a loan or in a directed. It's where there's just one issue at hand. There's one loan at hand. There's one here. Balabayis is okay. He's got tons of workers, right? And he's not some guy. I paid my workers, so he thinks he paid all his workers. He forgot to pay this one. That's something where it's a broader context rather than right a chiyuv or a loan where he's trying to.
Why is this different than also a loan? If you look at the surface alone, it would be the same thing that.
Right, I was just saying that it's here. It's generally with a sachi, you're dealing with multiple people, right, over
but
a large
income. If a loan also, if I come to collect and the guy said, swear to me that I didn't pay you, you could always be mashgiach.
Right. Yeah, you could. That's the same. He was asking me about the other shvu that we took by the loan that that he can that we said before that paradaik right that the one who pays
yeah,
back.
Yeah, I'm talking about the regular. This is like regular. What's special by sachi? Why is it different than the regular loan that says pay him?
It's not kind of. There's no loan here.
No, I'm saying why isn't sachi like just a loan? You owe me money, and I'm saying swear.
Right, but it's not. It's not. He didn't make it into a loan. This is. It's an obligation to pay.
Right.
This
is
a schir. It's the same logic. Okay. Yeah. It's the same logic that he can ask him to nishba benotel.
Right.
But the truth is, what we really do is that technically the what we're doing is allowing the sachi to collect in this case. Right over there, where the hapis dato to the love that he didn't pay it back already. Here, right. The sachir goes in and takes his money, and we're trying to give him the ability to go in and take his money. Right, so this is nishba benotel over there. He just it's still hapis dato so that because he has a shtar already. He has the upper hand. He really doesn't need to take the shuvah at all in that case. Right over here, there's really a question about whether he paid or not. Each side has an equal footing.
And he has the time that he said, "I don't remember." He has the time that I paid you and. To get the shua, the lova.
Oh, yeah, maybe even if he says, I don't remember, he might be able to force him to take a shua.
And in lova, he has to say, I don't remember. Or he just says, down, so I don't remember.
Yeah, no, he says, happy dato. He could say, take the shua, just anything.
Right, so Sachir probably had to say,
maybe there's, right, there's less obvious. Yeah, because there's no time, then by Sachir, there's no, neither party has the upper hand, necessarily, because there's no shtar here.
Yeah, and Barash said woman atati, so Dachim said atati. He says, Alba, I don't remember.
Right, maybe then he would, because then he's times Bari versus Safik, and then he would get to collect with that shvu. It's possible. Nigzal, Rosh Nichtas Bebeto, Amalo Tenli Kelaish Natalta. They saw him go into his house and walk out with something. So the guy comes and says, give me my stuff back. Vomer lo Natalti says, I never took anything. Vaidim Rosh Yotzev Akelim Tachat Kanfei Talito. He walked out with stuff under his shirt. Below Yadayuma. They couldn't see what it was. He claims that the guy walked out with the diamond ring, right? And they saw that he was went into the house without permission. He walked out with something, a box under his arm. So the guy claims it was all my wife's jewelry that you walked out with. So the guy says I didn't take anything. So we have Aiden, we have Raglayim Ladavar right. That he walked out with something. So then the Nigzal goes and takes the shvuah what was missing and he gets to collect on it. Obviously the Gazlan can't take the shvuah because it's a Gazlan, right? A Nechbal. Rosh and Nechnas Latoch Beidov, Yodo Shalem. Right, he goes into his friend's house and he's
one piece,
right? But Yatza Chavol, he comes out and he's got a broken arm, he's got blood coming out of him. Amar lo chavalti, he says, you hit me. Vuomer lo chavalti, I didn't do that. You fell in my house. Something happened. Right, he evaded him that he walked out looking like this. So then he says Nishma Notel, the Nechbal can go ahead and take a shavua that this guy injured him and that he's going to collect on it. Chenvani al pinkaso. What is the chenvani on his book? His ledger, right? Shukote bo hakafutav. Kach tivani ploni latet lepoalav. So this is a case. This is an interesting case here. Yeah, it's a third party payment. That there's a balavai's hired workers, right? He hires workers, and then he says to his chenvani, you know what? Do me a favor, pay my workers because I don't have money right now. Just pay out the workers, and you'll write it down in your pinkaso. So he has written down in his thing. Kach tivani ploni latet lepoalav. But not datulem, and I gave it. Right, and the worker said we never got paid. Right, so they both take a shvua. So the Baal Bais is out twice. The Poalim take a shvua, they didn't collect anything, and they go to the Baal Bais and say you didn't pay us yet. They get to collect from him. The Chenvani goes takes a shvua. I paid them, and you never paid me. So you got to pay me, right? Because he can say right by the Chenvani can make a claim. Why don't you just have the Poalim swear to the Chenvani,
right,
and then the Chenvani or the Baal Bais will pay once, right? Because the Chenvani says they're no lo neman halak.
I don't know.
Right, I have nothing to do with them. I paid them because you told me you were going to take care of me. You are neman on me. Right, exactly. I'm not. They are not neman to me. I don't believe they're shvur. All right. So that's it. So these are all cases where nishba v'notel. What's the last case in Nishba Notel back in the Gemara? V'chenvani, Peskovav, Gam.
That's a strange case, that last one. In other words, where clearly he's having to pay something that he doesn't know. Right. They can pay twice. That's for sure, he doesn't know twice.
Right, right. Somebody's lying. Right.
It's a very interesting concept.
But that's why we force the shvuah on both of them to try to prevent one of them from lying. I mean, it's easy to lie. Once you take a shvuah, there's a much more chamor issue. So we're trying to block.
One of them won't take the
shvuah. Right, one of them won't take the shvuah. Or, you know, meaning that we're trying to stop. That's exactly what we're trying to stop here. We're trying to force them both to take a shvuah in order to stop, prevent that problem.
It's an interesting concept. It means the shvuah is not an absolute that the Torah gave or the Rabbanan said, you swear, if you collect, if you and I have a relationship and we start a business, then, you know, in our minds, the shvuah would bind both of us. I mean, it's not something that, it's not an absolute, like, if you swear, you get from any person. It's only if we agree that.
Well, there has to be some sort of relationship between.
Right, there's a shvuah to be.
Except here, by nigzal and nechwal, which are not relationship issues, those are just that there's circumstantial evidence that it's right.
Relationship?
Right.
Burglar and burglar.
Right. So, so the last one is what? Someone who's pogam the shtar without edim is nishba benotel. Shelo be'edim in, be'edim lo. Sounds like what? If she had edim, that pogam shtar, that what? That she would not have to, that what? She would not have to take a shvuah. Why? Because she's got the upper hand now. You paid me with edim last time. Where's your edim for the second time? You don't have edim. Pay me without a shvuah. Gemara says, lo mi ba'i kamar. Lo ba'i be'edim debadai tzricha shvuah. No, by edim, she definitely needs a shvuah. Because there, she's got the lower hand. She already agrees and has edim that what? That she paid part of the shtar back. So now what? She's not the one being pogam in the shtar. We have edim to be pogam in the shtar. Right? About shlob edim, emetavi kemesha vaveda. By edim, if there are no edim there, the fact that she admitted that she already received 100, that's like her giving back a veda. She doesn't have to say that 100. The fact that she even admitted to that 100 is basically he's getting the upper hand here. He's benefiting from her admission. Right, so Tishko Beloshvua, and she should at least get the rest
for
free.
Give her credit for being honest.
Exactly. Kamash Malan, that you take a Shavua in both of these instances. All right. No conclusion from that. The Gemara has no conclusion about whether Parea Pogemis Veitim is better or not better. Yibailu, Pogemis Ketubata, Pachos, Pachos, Mishav, Epruta. What happens? What if she admits that she got payment on her ksuba, but she says, look, I got 200, I got, you know, 5 cents this day, 10 cents this day, another this, da da da. Basically, she goes through a clear accounting of how much she got paid up to a certain amount. So Mao, Mi Armina came to call Daike Kuli Hai, the fact that she's so particular, she knows exactly how she got paid and she has an accounting of what she got paid, Kush to Gamro, that she's telling the truth. The fact that she has such detailed evidence of how she got paid, then what, that's enough to believe her that that's how much she got paid. Oh, Dilma Yirume Karmarami. I mean, that's exactly what she's doing. She's trying to make it look like she has a great accounting and she's gonna treat Teiku. The Gemara has no conclusion of that. What?
If she was alive, she would say she'd got. Oh, so then she'd still be chavis.
Oh, so you're saying why is there? Oh, so why is there no migo here, right? That's what you're saying.
No, because she said she didn't get anything.
Right.
You can still make a shvuah.
Right. She loads it from a shvuah. I mean, she has to take a shvuah.
So if she's trying to be clever to say it's a pogemes, I got something, so you can't be measured by me.
Right. Right, she's trying to cheat. Meaning that's the whole idea here.
It is. It shouldn't be a total. I didn't get anything.
Right.
I got something. Why can you make me swear? Because people forget. No, I don't forget. The proof is that I know every detail.
Right. So that's the. Anyway, that was the. Okay. By the way, pochetet ksubaso mahu. If she reduces the value of her ksuba, say that the ksuba, the star of the ksuba says that it's 1,000, and she says, no, you know what? She only owns me 100. She's reduced the value of the ksuba. The document says that he owes her a much greater amount. She says, truthfully, he only owes me a lesser amount. Mi armina, I know pogemet. Is that the equivalent of pogemet saying that I received a portion of it? Odilma, pogemet, modia mixus. That when she's pogemet, she's admitting that a part of it got paid and part of it did not get paid. How loka modia mixus? Here she's not saying it. She's saying the full obligation is just a lower amount. So she's saying that I never got paid anything, but just that the obligation is a much lower amount.
We said both is in the shvuah. If she says she got nothing, and also pogemes,
we're not mashbiin over tier, right? I mean, one of the cases, right? Exactly, which is what Rashi pointed out. The difference is there whether we're tainin, right? Right, which is one. If it's a mavel over relationship, right? Then he would have to make a tain, and then he wants a shvuah out of her. Okay. Tashma pochetet tifrash lo
b'shvuah. How did you claim that? The obligation is less than the ksuba says.
All right, the Gemara is going to get there. One second. B'chet tifrash lo b'shvuah. That we have a statement that what? One who reduces the obligation of the ksuba goes without a shvuah. Ketze. Hayta ketuba tayel of zul. She had 1,000 zulas. Was her ksuba. V'amar lo yitkabalit kibuteich. She says, he says, I paid you the full 1,000. V'yomer lo yitkabalit. I never got it. V'ein elamona. But the obligation is only 1 month. Nifrei shelo b'shua. But my gabio. Now the problem is, what's her claim? Right? She has a document saying here that he owes her 1,000, and he's saying I paid you the 1,000. She says you only owe me 100. Where's her evidence? Where's her document saying what? Right, the document's worthless. But high store chaspa b'yamu. This document's worthless now because she's basically saying that this is not the right obligation. This is the wrong obligation. So Amar Rav Breid, the Rav Bo Meretz, Amono li beni veno. We had a side agreement that the ksuba would say 1,000 in it, but I would only come and claim 100.
Look under the way.
Right, exactly. So whatever, for whatever reason, he wanted it to be 1,000. Either, you know, in case later on they wanted to go claim from, if he sold the property out, he wanted to get nixla mishabodim. There are all different reasons why they made it a larger amount. But in the end, we had a side agreement, an oral agreement, that we'd only collect 100. So basically, she's using the shtar with the side agreement to come along and say that this is her claim. Right.
What kind of business is that?
What's the deal here? I mean, what's it? I mean, that was the deal.
She can go to a base and say, he told me he owes me money, and then she can collect with that shrua?
No, Pumfakyat, she's collecting with the shtar. She's collecting.
She has a shtar that he owes her much more.
Much more.
He owes her 1,000. According to the shtar, she's coming to try to collect 100.
And he's saying that she paid
everything. He's saying I paid the whole thing. She says, no, you didn't pay the whole thing. You paid me nothing, but you only owe me 100. Because that was a side agreement we had. Side agreement was that I would only come and collect 100 from you, even though the star says 1,000. So, yeah, it's not your everyday case, but the fact is that the star is still valid because of the side agreement. She's creating a validation of the star, right, by saying that we had the side agreement. She said, this star is a good star, but we have a side agreement that goes along with this star. Because if she doesn't do that, then the star is invalid. If the star is invalid, she has no taina here. This is the same statement. Good example of this in the Gemara. We have statements of Amoraim, right? And the Gemara will reuse the statement of the Amoraim over and over again in different contexts in the Mishnayos. Now, the question is, what's going on here? Did these Amoraim make a statement and we don't know where it applies, and the Gemara is trying to apply it in different places? Or they knew it. This is one statement of the Amoraim applies in multiple cases. More likely that they had the statement of the Amoraim. Right, or that it's a principle. I think it's more likely that the Amora has a statement and they're trying to figure out where it applies. The Gemara is coming back and trying to figure out where was the statement made. Right, so if you remember, Chamla Mer Shvo De Oraisa. Right, Lo Yakum Erech Habish L'Chol Avonu L'Chol Chatat. It says that one aid may not, what? Be, it's not a valid type of testimony. What's that? L'Chol Avonu L'Chol Chatos U'Zeinu Kam. That's by Avon and Chatos. Aval Kamu L'Shvua. Right, that has to do with monetary matters or corporal or capital punishment, and Eid Echad is meaningless. But when it comes to a Shavua, that's not mentioned in the Pasuk. Eid Echad is valid by Shavua. But Mamar, Kol Makom She Nashim Mechayvin Otan Mamon, Echad Mechayvo Shavua. Oh, sorry. Echad, Kol Makom She Nashim Mechayvin Otan Mamon, Echad Mechayvo Shavua. Shnai Mechayvin Otan Mamon, Echad Mechayvo Shavua. Wherever two people could be Mechayv Mamon, one could be Mechayv a Shavua. So what do you have here in our Mishnah? You have a case of Eid Echad's coming and forcing it to make a Shavua. So that Eid Echad, what? Sounds like a Doraisa case. The same question, yes, your question before. What a mixas, Eid Echad, all these are Shavuos Doraisa. Why is our Mishnah bring them down as what Shavuos, seems to be Shavuos HaMishnah or their Abonon? So he's saying, you know what? They are Shavuos Doraisa. So Rami Bar Chama says, Mode mixas, Eid Echad, these are Shavuos Doraisa. So Amar Rava, so that would sound more like what you were saying, Shaul, that what? That it's a principle. That in our Mishnah, he's saying all these Shavuos are Shavuos Doraisa. And Rava is going to come back and say, no, they're not Shavuos Doraisa. Amar Rava, Shtei Shtubos with our two answers here. Chada. This is not what the regular case of Shavuot D'Oraisa. Shavuot D'Oraisa, you take it, Nishba V'lo Mishalim. That's what Eid Echad does. Comes and obligates you to take a Shavuot so you don't have to pay. Right? He or she takes a Shavuot and collects. So that doesn't work. Also, it's a Shavuot on Karka. And even Eid Echad can't be Mashbiya you or force you to take a Shavuot on Karkos. El Arava, Ridarbana case, Kedei the Hapis Dato Shobal. No, it's a dirabonin here, and what's the reasoning behind it? The reason behind it is what the hapis dato shelba. Right, it's like the lobe and the malva. Exactly. It's like the case here that what we're trying to force to take a shvuah is that the baal has an eid echad. Now all of a sudden, now he's starting to worry. Maybe he did pay her back. Maybe he didn't. So hapis dato shelba. We say take a shvuah to release over here.
But if there's no aid,
he could ask again. That's Rashi. Even without an aid, he could ask for the shvuah. But we're not towing for him there.
But if the hapis dato shelba dies. Right. And it sounds like it has to be towing. If he's not towing, we'll use it.
Right. But
so why do you need one?
Because Abal Bais is dead in our case.
But if he's saying
so we say if he was here, he would ask for the Shavuot.
Right. So then even if there's no aid, we would do it.
Right.
So why would you say the Zedekha? Without an aid.
No, without an aid, we won't make that taina. We won't make the taina that if he was here, he would do it.
But it sounds, lapis dato sounds like...
No, we have to have some mirana d'shtara. We have to have something that causes... We only have this, say that we are towing for the... Whoever's paying now, we will towing for them because there's a weakness in the shtar. There's no weakness in the shtar, we don't say that he would have been towing it. We don't make that taina for him. We only make the taina for him when all of a sudden we're faced with some sort of diminished raya.
Lapis dato sounds like a taina that he's towing only if he...
If he's alive, all right, I hear he's what you're saying. But yeah, it means that here that the idea is that whoever's paying out is the equivalent of is standing in the shoes of the balabais now, right? So we're going to make them take.
Also, last more sounds like there's a loophole for the woman. If she to avoid a shul, if he says you owe me 1,000, I mean she comes to the ksuba, and if she says no, we had a side deal of 50, it was 950, and she's brought it from a shul.
Right.
So I'm not scared that she's going to do it every time. She's, you know, she doesn't like to swear. She's a thief, but she's not going to.
Right, so she'll go ahead and be poked by ksuba.
She's going to be, and that's it.
Right. So he'll say.
She doesn't say much. It was 995.
Uh huh. You say we had a side deal over here.
Side deal 995. She bought herself a shul for 5.
Right, I hear what you're saying. By the way, I hear that. You know, Tosfos says what you're asking. Now I remember. I thought I read it somewhere, but now here. Look at Tosfos. Oh, the lopu gemetz modiv mixes perish. V'ikol amemer lav dafka nifreis mixes nifrei kula. Aval ha the lomojit the nifra klau lo shay chayintama. Aval temeli imkain kol sha asil li rumei lefachos. Exactly what you're asking.
So he doesn't answer. Right?
He doesn't answer. He says, "But why does it?" Exactly. But that's exactly what she's going to do. She's going to always be right. She's going to be poked.
The Tosfos says she can't. You can make much bread. Look at those women. The other one, next one.
Right.
The first big one, Pirush, ain't best in the Finos. I believe. Line who? Next one, Eches. I believe. Tone who? Tishtab. I believe. The vibration of Finos.
By the Pokazu is about Miami, and it begins and begins with the mixes. I was attached to my Pokazu with the first level of kids that I took to myself. I was my cow with the nose. Perish ain't based in my Shabino to Abba. E tine who? Tishtab will be Vadish Minotoki Rapapa. Oh, so she still gets the rights to take.
Right.
He's saying that it.
That's the Wobbly Mashabino.
Right. It reverts back to being a normal loan now. And then a normal loan, the Malvin can ask for a Shavuot.